to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and rock stars and rap stars and circus stars, BDSM stars, dog stars, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get and A, women.
Hey, women.
I want to welcome you to the little love church of the Bonobo Way.
Yeah.
In the little village of Bonoboville. Where's the applause?
See the clap sign.
And I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant.
Sexuality superhero!
And your mistress of the airwaves. Yes, indeed.
See the clap sign.
And Blossom's sexuality superhero.
She's my sexuality superhero.
Where's my cape?
Therapist.
Well, yes. Actually, I have one here, a red one. For Valentine's Day. Yes, indeed. Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Is coming.
Is coming.
In more ways than one.
In more ways.
Yes, indeed. The high holiday of love. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Fraught with mixed emotions. For many, me too. Yes, you know. And maybe especially in these days. Fraught with political divisions, sexual suspicions, hyper-commercialization, economic disparity, and dramatic climate change. You can hear it in my voice. The fires of change.
She likes the gold alone.
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. These are challenging times for love of all kinds. But here, at the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in Bonoboville, we accept the challenge. The Valentine's Day. I even kind of get queasy at saying those words, actually. So weird, you know. This is the pressure, the stress, the craziness. I mean, singles or couples or truples or quadruples or it's complicated or pansensual, whatever you are, you know, Valentine's Day. How do you celebrate? What do you do? Well, we have accepted the Valentine's Day challenge in three steps that we recommend to everyone, but we're going to practice them here in Bonomoville for your edification and entertainment. The first is Valentine's splosh and sex and love. You take care of that even before Valentine's Day, okay? Because just in case it doesn't go well on Valentine's Day, you want to make sure you had some sex and splosh. You'll see why in a minute. And love, of course. Now, what about love? Well, on Valentine's Day itself, that's number two. Number two is Valentine's Day. Is World Bonobo Day!
All right.
It was actually declared by the House of Representatives. Pretty cool. And bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees. They're love apes. And our friends at the Bonobo Project declared it World Bonobo Day. And we are happy to support World Bonobo Day. We've got our bonobo calendar here. It's February. And on the 14th, y'all should get together with bonobo sapiens. That's humans who like bonobos. You all should, if you're in San Diego, go to the Blind Lady Ale House. Yeah. And a bunch of us are going to be gathering. I'm not sure if we are, but I know the Bonobo Way is going to be part of the fabulous gift baskets that everybody receives who wins. Not everybody. But there will be 7 gift baskets. And if you're a winner, you get, among little toys and goodies and bonobo wine from the Bonobo Winery, and, I don't know, bonobo beer, I think they're going to have, you get the Bonobo Way, you know. So that's pretty cool, you know, because, of course, the Bonobo Way is all about how to release your inner bonobo, which is important to do on Valentine's Day, and confusing and difficult. So if you don't want to focus on yourself and your relationship, yeah, I was interviewed for Men's Health. Should you have the talk on Valentine's Day? I say no. A lot of other sex therapists say yes. I say pressure is the enemy of pleasure. Have some sex, some splosh, some fun, go out. Stay in, but don't have the talk. No. And if it's too much to focus on yourself or your relationship at all, focus on the bonobos. That's a great way to take the pressure off. And you might find yourself having sex or splosh because you don't worry about yourself so much.
And you can always break up the next day.
Well, that's better than a Valentine's Day massacre, huh?
Right.
But anyway... The third step will be next week when we will have Lupercalia, the original Valentine's Day, the pagan Valentine's Day. And we will have Goddess Phoenix. I think we're also going to have the release of Spank Magazine, right?
Hopefully.
That is Dr. Susan Block's journal, speakeasy journal. And this is the Spankin' Art issue. This is a test copy,
proof.
Not for resale, proof. Right. The good copy will not have this band across my boobs.
That's dope.
But tonight, we are celebrating splosh and art. Yes, indeed. And some of the people in this room are in this magazine, who we're going to be describing in just a moment. So, splosh and art. And we're going to talk more about splosh in a moment, and we're going to talk more about sex, and we're going to have some splosh, and we're going to have some sex.
Yum.
And a whole lot of love. All right. So,
I'm getting hungry.
Let me introduce people. Okay, so the hungry person is Danielle Watts.
Hi.
Amazing actress, and here she is.
I'm thirsty.
One of the stars. Can we get
Can I have
her
some
a drink?
Water?
Get her a drink? Sure.
Water.
Water.
You can
water.
Splosh it on her or something.
Yeah, all this talking's got me really fired up over here. My mouth is getting dry.
Yes, indeed. Well, don't you worry. We're going to soak it in Valentine's sauce.
I just want to make sure the back of my...
So next to her, on top of her in the picture, is Chef Be Live. Yes, indeed. Rock star Chef Be Live. That's R-A-W-K-S-T-A-R.
One of the founders of the Raw Movement.
Yes.
In Los Angeles.
And
that was one of the first.
That's why we're all naked now.
Yeah.
We're raw.
Taking
the
it to another level of raw.
Very raw.
But I've always been a nudist, you know.
So we're going to get more into splosh after I introduce everybody, because I got a lot of people here, and I want to be sure to get to everybody. So, and by the way, Danielle and Be Live are winners of Most Bonobo Couple.
Oh, again?
Yeah, you won it again.
Oh.
You still are Most Bonobo Couple. I mean, we have other great couples winning other awards, which we're going to announce shortly.
Yeah.
But...
Thank you.
You won Most Bonobo Couple again. You know that.
I
tweeted it.
I saw that.
Bonobo Way tweeted it.
Award and
you didn't pay attention to what it is.
I didn't know
okay.
You won the Best Bonobo Couple again. Woohoo!
And you won Best Putin for your Putin portrayal.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which
that
you actually
awesome.
Did on Lupercalia last year, in addition to portraying the Remus,
she's such a
Romulus
good,
and Remus.
She's such a good
Putin, your
too.
Mic is not working. No. I know. You got to get one that works. And maybe... Okay, so there's your drink. Ah, Valentine Red. Perfect. So I want to introduce some of my other guests. Also, a Susie Award winners of Best Sex. So
yeah.
What better could you have for Valentine's Day? No, that one wasn't you. That would be Miss Lexi Lohr. Here's your I Want a Susie button. And Eric John, my old friend, who I always say...
See the clap sign. Everybody clap.
He gave up being a Boeing executive.
Right.
He's like a bonobo. He gave up war for love. That is sex. Which is an important aspect
well,
of love.
Well, I mean, why don't you combine the two and then the Mile High Club, you know?
Okay, and that speaking, you're not even letting them have a chance to speak because you're such a dom, as well as a switch. And that was Mother Tink, who also won an award for most...
Here you go, here's the mic.
For best dog and mistress act with Fitzgig. Okay, so say, do you have a mic?
I am a switch, so I can, like, hand off the mic.
I know you are. You're a good girl, in addition to being a bad girl. Here's a, and now is this mic working?
I'm good at being bad. That's kind of why I put it down, because it wasn't
working. It's not working. So can we send that back to the shop or something? Hey, shop. yeah. So Eric also went to MIT, which I don't hold against him being a Yaley,
morally against Harvard.
Right. The red state.
Yale's too far.
Okay, it is a red night, though. Yeah. And Lexi, I shouldn't say not only, because the Best Sex Award, of course, is a very, very high honor on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And they did have amazing sex. The first time Lexi was on. Yep, this is the actual award, but we only have one of them. So you get to hold it and take pictures. It also has wings and a Glide vegan condom for a hat. Huh. Yep. And so where was I?
What makes it vegan?
What's a vegan?
No, but what makes the condom vegan?
Oh, well, that's what they call it. I guess, I don't know the ingredients that go into it, but I imagine it doesn't have animal products and they didn't test it, like on a horse dick, you know, okay. Even the big size.
Are regular condoms not vegan?
I guess
they're
not.
They're tested on animals. You never.
What the fuck? Okay. What is the base of lube? What is the base of lube?
Regular condoms and this vegan condom. So I'm not sure what it is, but
well, if it was a lambskin condom, it definitely would not be vegan.
True. That's true. And so speaking just now was Morgan Barber. Hi, Morgan.
Hello, Susie.
And Morgan hasn't won an award because she's brand new.
I'm heartbroken.
To the Dr. Susan Block Show. But you only win an award when you've been on.
It's okay.
You haven't been on yet.
I have to come back.
You're an award. You're a virgin.
I am.
Uh-huh. You could win one tonight. Yeah.
Who knows? You never know whether you're going to win an award. So I'm going to go back to Lexi for a second here, because Lexi also won best Ivanka lookalike. Now, maybe not with the braces and red lipstick, but look at. Here she is in my lap, getting fucked by Eric John. That's why she's got that look on her face.
Suspicious.
And go back to the picture a second. I mean, just
so
just
suspicious
look at the,
over there.
Look at that. Aren't they? Am I wrong? I mean, look at that. Right? I mean, she's much prettier and sexier.
I see the attraction. I see why they're attracted to each other.
Trump and his daughter?
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
Whoa, no.
Well, but, I mean, that's, you know, a thing. Yeah, he said it. I'm not saying anything outrageous when he says if she wasn't his daughter, he would date her. Well, that tells me he's fantasizing. Anyway, I'm not putting him down for that. It's, you know, I would if he actually had sex with her. Of course, that would be wrong. But a lot of guys fantasize about various family members. They're called incest fantasies. And we talk about them all the time in the Dr. Susan Block Show. You know.
He had sex with her and she just took the money.
Who did? Ivanka?
Next thing you know, Donald Trump's going to be like, you know what? If I was a woman, I would date my son. I would date my
there
son.
There he is. This is why
my son too.
We have him
all the money.
Gagged with an old
because everything I make is right because I'm Donald Trump.
Right. And where did his these are his devil ears, because he is kind of the devil. He is the devil. But on the other hand, I kind of like the devil.
Didn't you pee on Trump here or something?
We did pee on Trump.
I think he's like the ultimate South Park ginger. Yeah, he's like the daywalker. You know, he's like, you know.
I'm just going to step on his balls right now.
You never see him at night. You only see him during the day.
Danielle often likes to kind of make love to him.
Really?
Now, I should say that it's very interesting, Trump's latest kind of problem. This is the mushroom. Although his dick is, I'm sure, smaller than this one. Yeah. And talk on a microphone. Okay. Where are the microphones that work?
We have two over here. I don't think we have two over there that don't work. I've tried to fix them, but I just was.
Okay.
We have two that don't work to the right. Gentlemen in the back, we have the right side microphones that are not working. So.
Abraham, can you help us here? And Blossom, will you try to give up your mic to one of our guests?
I just got it.
Tap on the microphone. Okay.
And does that one work?
These two work.
I was just saying that he used to have a really small penis. That was the one.
Does this one work? Oh my God! This one works.
Yeah.
It's like water.
We're trying to test the microphones.
Hot day.
Is everybody's microphone
working
now?
Microphone. in my face is to me.
So.
Yellow and this is the only one that
doesn't work.
On this side they
work.
Now, one
work.
Thing I
want to. This is why it's
live.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
Hi.
I'm really enjoying Daddy's horns tonight. I like how they're flashing and
they are, aren't they pretty?
Yeah.
See,
Well, it's sort of like a traditional African thing to think of everyone as your father and mother.
Even
it's
while
like
I
a
witch
tribal
his balls.
Thing. Everyone's like raising the child together.
You're right.
So and that's how I feel about our human family.
Don't talk off the microphone or you will get whipped. By my goddess Phoenix Whip. Goddess Phoenix will be here on Lupercalia.
Oh, but darn. I was pretty close to the microphone, but I don't mind taking a little spanking.
You have to be on the microphone.
That's just because we like to beat you.
I like a little spanking.
Seriously,
I do.
Guys,
everyone should get spanked a little bit because everyone's a little naughty. Like,
don't
you know.
Stress me out tonight because I got the respiratory thing. So try to talk on the mic or else I can't hear you. Okay, and neither can anybody else who's not right in this little center here.
Mm.
So we're trying. You hear that? He can't talk. We have him gagged. But, you know, what I wanted to say is that this magazine, Splosh and Art, has been published by Amazon, of course.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Aaron.
Very good, Abe.
Amazon happens to be owned
Bezos.
By
he's got a heart stuck to his nose.
A guy named Jeff Bezos. Oh, wait, don't show it yet. See?
We love Jeff Bezos.
Okay. And
Whole Foods.
What's in the news this week?
What's in the news?
Bezos
this week?
Exposes Pecker.
Check. Peck.
Now I know some of you hope it's his pecker, but
nice pecker.
This is the closest we could get. He actually looks a little bit like a pecker.
He looks like a dickhead, yeah.
His head.
Yeah, you have.
You know.
You're kind of right.
And I think nobody should have this much money.
Awesome.
But I have to say, my hat is off. Well, I can't take it off because I have Bezos' dick in one hand and
her
hands
Trump are a little
the
busy
dick
right now.
In the other hand with the small penis.
Hands full of cock. I like
hands
that.
Full
hands,
of
full,
cock.
Hands full of cock.
But this week,
Whole Foods too.
You know, I don't know if
what?
You know Whole about how...
Whole Foods what?
He owns Whole Foods, too.
Who? Oh, him. He owns a lot. He also owns the Washington Post.
Lots of things.
He seems like he has his
he
hands
doesn't
full.
Even know.
I think he owns
even know
too many
owns.
Things.
He's the richest
he doesn't even
person
know what
he
owns.
But
he doesn't even
let me,
know. He's like,
excuse me, but, you know, I have to hand it to him because a few weeks ago,
you
I don't know if you know, Blossom.
To.
All right, Blossom.
Whipping time.
Come on over
spanking.
Here.
Seriously.
You got to be the center of attention. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
On your knees. Naughty.
Hey, can I get...
No.
Can I get, okay.
Just get on your knees. You didn't ask me if you could talk off the mic. I would have said no. And you're talking off the mic. So...
Ooh.
You get your Valentine's whipping on your heart-shaped butt.
Where
the heavy
are you? Oh, wow.
Okay. And that's enough. Okay. So, back to what I was saying. Don't you talk off the mic now.
I was like, okay. Woo!
So... Anyway.
Gotta get a little pat to like, you know, it's okay. I was make it sting. Make it sting. That's
the National Enquirer, which is run by a guy named David Pecker. And that's where I get. And the Post gets. Bezos exposes
Who else
Pecker.
Wants to speak off the mic?
Blossom.
Sorry.
Give the mic to somebody else.
It's not.
That would be nice. Give it to, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Blossom. You have such a commedia del erotica spirit.
And get your dirty pillow off of my gold floor. Thank you. Okay. So, anyway. Back to, okay. Can I tell this story? I don't know. Right. Okay, back to my story. So Bezos, did anybody see the sex? No. Jesus, you guys are amazing.
The sex.
Okay. They printed all these sexts, that is, sex texts, that this guy, Jeff Bezos, the richest guy in the world, sent his mistress, causing his divorce, which will soon make him not the richest guy in the world. And his wife, Mackenzie, who seems like a nice gal, will be the richest woman in the world, which is cool. Anyway, everyone was making fun of Bezos, including me, I have to say, a couple weeks ago, when his sex came out. They were very lurid. To his mistress. I love you alive, girl. I can't wait till my ears and eyes and nose and throat are all over you, or something like that. I want to breathe you in. It did sound like an anatomy lesson. Right, I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you. I want to kiss. Anyway, very lurid, but nice.
Wouldn't he be more kinda bonobo, though?
He is very, exactly.
I mean, really?
That is what I came around to, even though... I mean, they're kind of funny,
yeah.
But at the same time, they're very bonobo. And after all, we don't know the true nature of his situation with his wife, who he did divorce. So, or she divorced him or something, or they're doing it. Anyway, the amazing thing is that the other day, he published a... letter, an open letter.
Oh, an open letter.
To Trump's pecker.
Oh.
Right.
To Trump.
And he said, you tried to blackmail me with my dick pics, and I won't let you do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to announce it and print your letters where you're saying you're going to blackmail me over my dick pics. And I don't care if you publish my dick pics, because then I'll just be the richest porn star in the world.
Rich
no, he didn't actually say that. But, I mean, I think he's a bit of an exhibitionist. Everybody talks about how brave he is, you know? And I think it's pretty brave to do that. And, you know, you don't want your personal dick pics, posted. But on the other hand, if you're... you know, the richest man in the world and the head of Amazon and Whole Foods and Washington Post, you know when you send a dick pic to your mistress that it could end up published. So if you could say what an idiot.
Or very smart.
Or maybe he's an exhibitionist. And he just figured, if it comes out, it don't talk off the mic.
Is he denying that he said that, or is he saying that it was like, you know, oh, she hacked my computer? I don't know what.
Is he denying that he said what?
That he sent the dick pic.
Oh, no.
No, he's like, publish it, dude. Go ahead.
No, not at all.
He's finally like, you know what? You know, I've always said I will get naked when I make like my first like goal in business. And that's what he did. He's like, you know what? I own Amazon. And guess what? I'm going to show my dick.
He's a G.
I'm going to show my dick.
All right.
Wokenly dope.
Well, he's made a lot of his goals already. But anyway.
I knew I loved him, but hey.
Anyway, we'll see. I mean, you know, I always tell people that send dick pics, and believe me, I know a lot of guys who send dick pics.
I sent a dick pic.
Oh, yeah. Be prepared for it to come out in public, woo-hoo! You know, because it will.
Yay.
One day. And you have to have your letter ready.
I've had my dick out
like
on the show.
Jeff Bezos had his letter ready. Well, yeah.
I usually send my cover on the show, but hey, you know.
So,
like a couple of
censored.
Yeah, things. We've got you gagging on that. You're going to be gagging on this soon, baby. Gagging on the Bezos stick. Yeah. That's right. Because guess why Mr. Pecker, Trump's Pecker, blackmailed Jeff Bezos? Because he wanted to do his good friend Donald Trump a favor.
An oral favor?
Oh, yeah.
An oral, because it was through the... Yeah,
yeah, so somebody's going to end up sucking some jail peckers, I think.
This sounds like a Lewinsky occurrence.
No, no, no. It's no Lewinsky. This is the real deal.
The
no.
raw deal.
This is something, I don't know. It's kind of fun, I think. I can't wait. I hope we do get to see the Bezos dick pic, because
yeah,
I hear it's kind of big and, you know, not
that's
bad.
Probably why he,
I mean, I think he doesn't mind.
He did it.
No one else yeah. has found it.
Like,
no one else has seen it.
Cock.
Right, right.
Who
Facebook
cares if I
camera,
show
just
it?
Make
it's
sure
enough.
You don't show Danielle's titties.
Okay.
You can show your titties, just not Facebook. That's all. He's aware. He's
Blossom Green is on the hunt for the dick pic.
We like your titties.
Because if it was brought out, then okay. it must be somewhere.
Okay.
Well. Find it for us, Blossom.
It right now.
So, anyway, that's my my political
Be Live, I don't understand
diatribe.
Why saying you're going to whip your dick out right now.
I just said, I'm not afraid. I'll whip my dick out and take a dick pic
he
right
for
now.
Sure will.
As long as it's not caught by the
Just call
camera.
Me Bezos. Yeah.
Yeah, just call me Bezos.
Yeah.
I'll be the next richest
Big
man
Daddy.
In the world, yo.
All right. So.
Let's watch.
Splosh.
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 Valentine's Day. Splosh.
So. First, before we do some big splosh, we're going to do some little splosh. And maybe we can get our best sex winners to help us out.
Ooh.
Because I feel a strawberry kind of looks like a heart, like a Valentine
heart. She
kind of
looks like a strawberry, too. She
and does. Maybe you can either eat it together or eat it out of something. I mean, I would
Show
take the
green
part off.
How you eat that
off.
Strawberry together.
Yeah, you can eat it together or...
Mm. She looks like a strawberry. She does. Mm. Oh.
Where are the sauces?
There are sauces back here. Oh, yeah. Is there chocolate? Is there? What sauces do you
well,
need?
I'll tell you yeah. what there are.
What sauces do you need?
I would think chocolate goes well with strawberries.
Yeah. Okay. I mean.
Well, maybe. I mean, I missed that one totally.
Do we have sauces?
I was turning around gagging
she's being,
Trump.
She's premature ejaculating there.
All right.
We have a sauce. A sauce.
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, and there's Honey Dior. She just came in while I was introducing everyone.
Did.
You were gone.
Honey. Honey.
Hello,
honey.
Honey Dior.
Here you go.
So, you guys want to get on the bed here? Maybe? You want to get on the bed? And make room for Honey.
I don't think we have to wait. I mean, you
sit
can
over there.
Later.
Yeah. So, also, here's some chocolate. And we also have splashing chocolate. We have
there's some chocolate.
Vegan splashing chocolate. But this is non-vegan. This is just, you know. For people who want some chocolate.
Right there. Wonder what's in the vegan.
And we're moving magazines and papers, everything.
Honey, are you moving over to this one?
Mm. And there we go. So let's see. I want to see those pretty toes because I saw earlier... that you had yourself a pedicure. Is this mic working?
Yes.
Test. Here we go. So you want to take her shoes off? Yeah.
Far right.
Yes, I want to see those toenails.
I want to see these precious toenails.
Just that one, yellow.
They were pretty. Look at those fingernails.
Don't forget about Eric's toenails. You got them done
too. Oh. Eric did. Also got his toenails done, so camera people,
it's a cute
you can
date.
Get those. Oh, look at that. Now, how about a little splosh on a toe? Well, here's the other foot first. Inside, nice, sweaty sneakers. Oh, yeah.
You love it.
Oh, yeah. Eric John, CEO and founder of Erotique Entertainment. And Lexi Lore, our Ivanka lookalike.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
And you won an award for it. Yeah.
I actually do.
You should do a porno as Ivanka.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
With a gangbang.
Ooh, I love gangbang.
And with Jared as the cuckold, of course.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Maybe you should like get different people to look like different members of the Trump family.
Yeah.
And then do like a Trump gangbang.
Exactly. Trump crime family gangbang on Ivanka.
I don't think anyone in porn looks as ugly as Trump, though.
No, they'd have to wear a mask.
Really?
Talk on the mic or I'm going to have to smack you.
Evan's been Trump's. We have Republican wife swap, and that's when we were candidates. Evan was Trump, and I was Rick Santorum.
Do you like chocolate?
Of course you are.
It You're is. A vegan. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have vegan splash. Do we have vegan chocolate?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We have raw vegan chocolate.
Can we have some?
Yeah.
Over here?
Thanks.
So, you know what I always say? Some people feel that Valentine's Day is all about sex. On a foot. Okay. Here goes. And some people feel that Valentine's Day is all about chocolate.
Okay.
And we feel, why not mix it up and have sex and chocolate?
Yeah.
Splosh! And is that good? You got a little on your chin. That's vegan.
Cute with it on your face.
Raw vegan.
I've been shooting this stuff a lot, actually.
Yeah?
I've been doing a lot of fetish stuff with the leg, foot, heel stuff with
leg, foot, heel
covering wine.
How about splosh?
Stuff.
You didn't finish.
No, because I was talking on that mic.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, okay. So you're experienced. Yes. Okay, but he demands vegan chocolate,
yeah.
And it just so happens that we have the rock star Chef Be Live and his vegan chocolate splosh right here. Oh yeah, and obviously,
raw vegan.
That is getting Mr. John quite horny. And so we may have some display of, well, maybe we won't see Jeff Bezos's dick, but we might see somebody else's. Oh, yeah. We might have to move the Facebook camera. Hey, Facebook people, if you want to...
Okay.
You know, see the good stuff, go right over to drsusie.tv. You can watch it free. And then you can see just how hard Eric John gets. He hasn't actually brought it out yet, but he's about to. Well, okay. The Facebook camera is gone. So Facebook people, you got to go to drsusie.tv. It's free. drsuzy.tv. Or you can join Bonoboville and see it in the Bonoboville Lounge. Yes. Let's splosh a little more. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope you didn't have dinner tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lick it right off those feet. Stroke that cock while you do. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're vegan too, aren't you?
Yes,
that's
we're both
a good thing.
Vegan.
We got vegan flavors all. What's your favorite flavor?
Favorite flavor what?
Cock.
Cock? Definitely vegan, but I will take any I can get.
Any?
As long as it's tested and hard.
Can I
it's fine.
splurge a little?
Put
a little.
If you want.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Yeah.
Oh. There's a little chocolate, Valentine chocolate. Oh, Oop, it's clean already. He just licks it clean. He likes Chef B Live's Rockstar Splash. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got chocolate, raspberry, strawberry.
Chocolate on the dick.
We got for blueberry.
The lady right. to lick.
Flamingo. Yeah. The green is
in a minute.
Spirulina.
He's
sweet.
Preparing the sausage for the splosh. It's vegan one. Sausage, of course. They make some good vegan sausage, actually. Yummy, yummy, yummy. You've got the regular chocolate, I see. Are you splashing anybody with it? Here, splash my finger and suck it. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, suck that finger. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's licking that pussy good. And it is totally shaved, so it's perfect for splosh. Oops. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah, he's licking it clean. It's so pretty. And he's a good eater. And, you know, basically, splosh is about food and sex, two of the richest representations of love and essentials for life, really. Food and sex. And air. Yeah, that's the other one. Get a microphone. Look at those two mics there. You see, when you see mics sitting unattended, you know, grab one.
Who needs
Right-o.
Sleep?
Yes, indeed. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live from Bonoboville. Oh, yes, baby.
Who needs sleep?
Wow. Ooh, we've got some sex with the best sex stars right here.
I've never experienced anything like this before.
Danielle, you've experienced a lot of things.
But never anything quite like this.
Like sex?
Like sex, just...
And splosh?
Having
a little bit of splosh.
Food and
can we get a little bit...
I thought you love splosh.
Right
people
on
that I've never met.
On the head or on the shaft? But how about a little
chocolate
like that?
Chocolate penis.
Penises, vaginas, and people.
Vegan.
I love
that. Okay,
that's
show us how much you like
sauce
vegan.
Has ever been.
And tongues.
I don't think my raw vegan sauce has ever been anywhere. But
okay, here she goes.
Oh,
she loves that raw vegan sausage.
We got other
wowie,
too.
Zowie.
Wow.
Valentine splosh.
There's other flavors, remember, too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad we have Rockstar Chef B Live's vegan chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Raw.
You know, you got to get some.
This is the best
too.
Show ever, Dr. Susie. I've never, ever, wow.
We haven't even splashed you yet.
Oh, my God. This is incredible.
Yeah.
You know, I never watched that much porn, so I feel like it's all of a sudden just come to life, like, before my very eyes, like a fairy magic tale.
Yes.
I don't even
it's a fairy magic tale.
I've never really been into watching porn, but I'm
totally into like live. So I'm all good with this.
I mean, this is good.
I'm very good with this. This is just
how
like
much time do
way.
We have before we need to break? Five. Oh, hey, maybe we can.
So this is just life.
Yeah, this is
this
totally
is just life happening before my very eyes.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we look like when we have sex.
Oh my God, this is gorgeous.
If there's
this
a camera there, they call
museum.
It pornography.
It's beautiful.
And any play or movie
fuck
I've ever
history.
Seen, this is
we'll just go.
Here, you want to eat chocolates? What? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like watching a flower bloom right before my my eyes are...
You are fabulous.
Can you hold the microphone by Eric on the other side there so I can hear how he likes having his dick compared to a blooming flower?
That looks nice. I was focused. I could hear anything.
He's a she said he's focusing on his blooming flower.
We have to do
here,
this
come
space.
Sit next to me here. Yeah.
I shot a Valentine's Day fetish thing the other day, and I came in a flower.
Let's do a little more splosh here, because you're doing such
a good
job.
Do you want any other flavors? Some strawberry.
Well, we could do some strawberries.
Yeah.
Red.
Could do that.
Strawberry
would be good.
Wow.
And you need to tell us the ingredients when you get back to a microphone. Yeah. Raspberry.
Raspberry
beret, baby.
So this one is a raspberry, raw vegan raspberry sauce.
Raspberry sauce. Might look like blood. Let me just let you know, it's not blood. Okay?
Raw vegan.
It's raw.
Well, you do have some vampire people here tonight.
Valentine sauce. Splashy sauce. For Valentine lovers. Yeah.
Wow.
So, we're getting some definitely oral sex going here, yeah?
I said it's amazing that how I could be super turned on but not hard. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I can be, too.
Dr. Susie, you've got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes.
All right.
Well, you know,
and then we're going to break, but we'll be
so very hard.
Right back.
All right. So, all you Facebookers, you're missing out. Don't forget, during the break, you better just tune into drsusie.tv. It's free. Or join the bonoboville.com and watch it in the lounge. And we're going to come back for some crazier splosh.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazier?
Well.
Wow.
Do we have a baby pool?
More extreme? Wow.
I feel like she's splashing balls in her mouth right now. Like edible human balls.
She has definitely eaten his eggs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, more color white.
And they are not
those little
fried.
My God.
Raw eggs. Oh, maybe some white. Yeah. This will look like cum. You know?
Which one is this? Yeah. What is it made out of?
Is it coming? Yeah, there you go.
What is it made out of?
This one is a cashew.
You have zero time.
This looks like
cashew what?
Cashew macadamia nut.
You have zero time.
Yeah, that looks like it came. Hey.
You're not.
We're still recording it. We're still recording it, but it's break time.
Well, this is a beautiful.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
Well.
All right.
And the doggy wants to lick up some if you let him.
That's amazing.
That's okay.
So, right, don't come yet. And don't go away. We'll be right back. That's not real cum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
drug is history. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A women?
You hear that buzz? That's Promoter Bunny.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Here. All the day. Every day.
And they are engaging in Valentine.
I want to see
sex.
You do a trick.
Okay, hang on.
But can't you do like a handstand or something? You're not that strong?
Not that strong.
Okay, Blossom.
Sorry. I was talking on mic.
One good thing to remember, yeah, you were talking on the mic, is when you want to ask somebody to do something unusual.
It's not unusual.
Ask them on the break.
Folks, could we focus in on what's going on?
Can we?
Exactly.
And not jokes.
Exactly.
And, stuff like
and don't.
That. You know what I'm
saying? We've got sex going on right now, so let's not talk about handstands that somebody doesn't even want to do. Okay.
At this moment.
Happy Valentine's Day! It's almost Valentine's Day, aka Valentine's Day is coming. And I'm here with the best sex Suzy Award winners. Hot Eric John.
Get those cameras in there.
Amazing.
Get the cameras in there.
Lexi Lore, our Ivanka lookalike winner. Oh, yeah. And we are celebrating Valentine's Day. Getting ready. You know, Lupercalia is next
faces.
Week.
Get those faces.
World Bonoboville.
Get the
I
faces.
Mean, World Bonobo Day is Valentine's Day, and tonight is Valentine's sex with a little splosh. Where's that splosh? Give me some vegan splosh.
Faces.
Yes.
Move those cameras
you know,
into those faces.
Some people think Valentine's Day is all about sex. Some people think it's all about the chocolate. Why not combine and have Valentine?
Get a little messy.
Splosh.
Splosh around.
Mm-hmm. Food and sex, chocolate, and fucking!
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah. And we've got the king and queen of fucking.
We got
Jeff Bezos, eat your heart out, let alone the pecker. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lexi Lore. She is hot,
whoa,
hot, hot.
Close.
Let me have a microphone.
Close. Oh, you're yeah. having sex. You're in
say
bed.
Say that
with
again,
him.
Lexi.
You're looking at him face to and it's not the enemy. It's your lover.
Yeah. Mm.
And you're fucking because this is what we look like when we.
This is.
Oh fuck.
What we look? Well, we hope we look this good.
And
I don't know.
And it becomes pornography because there's a fucking camera there.
Yeah. It
but
is.
It's a fucking camera. That's what it's there for.
It is there
right?
for the fucking, yeah. Oh, and Lexi's in her red, red lipstick outlining those moans. Beautiful. So beautiful. And everybody shave.
Hey.
If that's what you do.
The bonobo way. Get laid.
All right.
Hold those faces.
Peace
I like
and pleasure.
This. Hold them. Don't give me 3 seconds or actually a quarter of a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold the faces.
Oh, yeah. Look at that beauty.
Yeah, hold the faces. Mm. Like a cosmetics for commercial.
Oh
go down
God.
On their lips.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially those braces. The faces and the braces. Don't forget the braces.
Oh, yeah. Get the braces. That inspires. All of us think we can fuck with braces on.
Oh, we can fuck with braces, baby. Yeah.
Might even feel
you
good in a
good
blow
red lipstick around your
job.
Braces, and you will look good, too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. So, well, I mean, we could have something else going on right here on the gold at this point.
if we wanted.
We have a splash chair. We have a honey Dior.
Okay.
Nice.
Now they're going to do a little more discreet fucking. Oh, no. Actually, they're going to do stand-up fucking. Excuse me. Not more discreet. More amazing. Okay. So now they're going to do athletic fucking. Up and down and up and down. Whoa.
You should
Danielle,
you should lay down and get sloshed.
Facebook can't see any of this, but it's all right. It's okay.
No, Facebook, you
don't have
gotta
to
get
see it.
Into the Bonoboville Lounge.
Should I?
What was that?
Let's look at her ass.
Look at her
ass. We could also admire
so politically your correct.
Cock and ability.
Let us look at her ass.
To fuck in the standing position.
Blossom, I think Blossom wants to get splashed.
Oh, yeah. You want your legs splashed, Blossom? All right.
How about your breasts?
So I think some splashers
I guess it's a no.
Are about to get splashed.
Danielle didn't ask to lick anything off of you, Blossom.
And off a boot is gross.
The queen.
I just thought your outfit
Valentine's
would look better
Day.
With sauces on it.
Raw vegan off the boot.
Wet, fruity, sticky, sweet sauces all over
it. I don't
it
think
feels
this
really
mic
good.
Is working.
It's like a...
Is a mic under
it's,
you?
It's working. I finally got a mic. Yes.
Is that working?
It does work.
Oh, it is. Okay. And you must have been speaking very softly.
You want some cum before you move on?
I want some cum.
Yeah.
I want some splosh cum.
Splosh her all over the screen.
You know what? Ejaculate is a combination of sex and food. Because, yes, it is food. Yeah. Sure. Has vitamins. And where would you like it? Where would Lexi like it?
I was going to put on her tits and then whoever wants it.
That would be nice.
Oh, no, this is... They're watching the screen.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so he might put it on her tits. So some photographer.
The
okay, here we go.
It.
Where are we doing this? Whoa.
Well, the bots and the sensors.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have the ultimate in splosh, which is the combination of food and sex. We are going to have. Yes. Get out of the way of the cameras. Somebody go over here, though. Oh, you want to see it from this direction. Okay. Here we go. This is the ultimate splosh. Yes, it is. From Eric John. And Lexi. Lord, tap, tap, tap. It's snowing. It's raining. It's pouring. It's splashing. It's coming. Valentine's Day is coming. Somebody put a microphone in front of him. Where's the mic? Where's the mic? Here's the mic. Okay.
So the tapping thing was my new thing last year that I came up with.
That's your new thing. The tapping thing. And how do you do that? You have to control your ejaculation. Oh, and something more is happening now. Wow. Eric John. The ejaculation king. Yeah, I mean, you didn't win the best male ejaculate this year because you didn't ejaculate for us. But now you did, and I have a feeling you are a winner for 2019. Yes, indeed. Total splosh. And it's vegan. Well, sort of vegan. From a real animal sausage. Maybe that is an animal product. What is that considered?
It's ethical.
It's ethical. Well, that's the important thing. And it's beautiful. And let's hear it for Eric John and Lexi Lore. And total. Splosh. Sex and food. And all kinds of vitamins. Male ejaculate. It's a beautiful thing. And it's a very forbidden thing. It's like something we only see in porn. So that's why some people call this a porn podcast. In fact, AVN just gave us, not an award, but best or best of five porn podcasts, and they called me the mother of all porn podcasts in some roundup. You know, so thank you, ABN, and thank you, porn stars. We love you, and thank you, Lexi Lore and Eric John. Now you can relax and have a strawberry. And we're going to have some major splosh now. Let's have the splashing stool. The splashing stool.
The splashing stool.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You it's a very elegant stool.
It's a very elegant stool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a white chair.
It's a white chair. That's very elegant. And we don't put Saran around that?
No, no. It's easy to clean. I was told by the engineers at the company.
And the splashers, the splashing king and queen are having a discussion of some sort. You are cleaning up with your baby wipes. Well, in the meantime, let's talk to Morgan. And honey, what you got going on? I mean, I'll sit in the splashing chair. You look so hot, both of you. I mean, did you want to tell us about something, or did you want to ask us something, or did you want to perform something?
Say, what do you want to know, Dr. Susan?
What do I want to know?
Yeah.
Well, what brings you to Bonoboville? What's your erotic fetish? How do you like to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, God. Well, the last time I celebrated Valentine's Day was in 2018, I feel like, for everyone here.
Okay.
How unique.
It was last year.
And it was in a club full of literal balls. It was a ball pit club.
Balls?
Like ball pit. Yeah, like a child's ball pit. But
oh, like a jungle gym.
Unless the children were
there.
Is it
jungle gym?
No. There were
meow.
No children. They were all okay. Adults. Yeah.
Okay. Meow, meow.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you have sex?
I didn't. Oh. Regrettably.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
Oh, it's been way too long, Dr. Susan.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Is there a reason for that?
I don't know.
She's an athlete.
I was thinking about.
I hope
today.
Athletes have sex.
Athletes don't have. They're very time constricted.
Awesome. Why are you trying to restrict us?
I know. I mean, it's just the name of the game. I'm sorry.
Don't answer for the guests.
Gracious.
Sorry.
So, honey, Dior.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
You did a hot strip tease.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact. Where's my
is anybody getting the scene on the left-hand side of the cameras there where people are making out and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You won for best
I don't
strep
see
tease
no
last
cameras
oh, yeah.
Looking
you,
that way.
The Susie Award.
Yes, you did, girl. Do you want to do
girl.
Another one for us?
Oh, of course.
Okay. How about playing the Kingster?
Gentleman in the back, Kingster.
You got
ow,
it?
Don't abuse the fucking dog.
Oh here we go. Honey Dior.
You're going to be in fucking
I'll grab
trouble.
Your mic.
You check abuse one the too. Dog.
You can come.
Okay, there you go.
Feel free.
I'll get
look
it,
at this
honey.
Hot body.
Turn
wow.
It up. Turn it up. Turn it up.
Honey Dior.
Say I'm dirty, cause all my fantasies are slightly pervy. I like my loving to be topsy-turvy. I gotta have that kink.
Gotta have that kink.
I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace.
Yeah.
And I don't tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna
oh, well that was it.
Okay.
Well that was hot. Okay. All right. Let's hear it for Honey Dior.
And now it's time. Honey.
Well, to be even, do you want to do a striptease?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I want you to.
Gracious.
Sure.
So I asked you to do a
take
handstand.
Take off whatever
I was like,
you want.
What are you gonna, why are you going to wear that the whole time? Do a handstand.
Okay.
All right, everybody keep their cool.
You're going to stay in your chair cool. while you do it? Okay, it's fine, it's fine.
I've drank so much.
Oh, you drank so much.
Settle
gotta
down.
Warn the guests, don't drink too much before you're actually
I know what's going through your mind.
But you are over 21.
It's awful.
So
am
it's cool.
I? No, I am.
How about you do like a back bend? You can do like a back bend, and I'll spot you.
Everybody
I'll
relax.
Spot you. I'll spot you. Okay. Yeah, I'll hold you. You'll do a back bend. Hold on.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Should I get out of the way here?
Watch out. We don't have insurance.
Ah!
Be careful. Careful, careful, careful. Oh, very nice. Is everybody
right.
dressed up there?
Okay, very good. Thank you. Morgan. Let's hear it. All right, Blossom can do it back then. Very good. Let's hear it for Blossom. Okay. Don't break your back. And now, are we ready? Let's have the splashing on the splashing chair. Come to the splashing chair, please. The king and queen of splash, Danielle and Chef B Live. Are they shy? Well, they are right in front of the... Yeah, here, come on over here. Yeah.
My dear,
here is your microphone. A girl's gotta make an entrance.
That's true.
All right. I guess since I'm being invited to the splashing chair...
Yes.
I could sit in the white chair...
Okay, a lot of this stuff we're splashing is very all natural, I think.
This is all natural.
Maybe.
Can I have one?
I don't know.
Whoa. You don't care if we get it on your beautiful necklace?
As long as I'm in the light, Dr. Susie.
And your beautiful slip?
I don't mind about anything.
Okay. We are splashing the splashing queen, Danielle Watts! Woo!
See the clap sign. Or be removed from the
stage. Oh, whoops!
Dr. Susie, Dr. Susie.
That's what she
are you
said.
On Facebook?
Where's a towel? I need a
towel.
I need a towel. Need a towel with water, please.
Towel with water. They're where?
Towel with water.
I'm fine. I'm just.
Oh, you're being emotional. Jesus.
That's not the emotion. Okay, what is that? Towels.
It's
all right.
Called melodrama for a reason.
Right?
What do you think the roaring 20s are?
No, no,
for?
No. Don't get this towel all splashed before we need to the towel. All right. For that, we're going to stick a strawberry in the mouth.
Oh, my God. Jesus, what am I?
You got me scared.
Pig? Did I ask you a strawberry to put my goddamn mouth, Dr. Susie?
What is going on?
Can I put it in your hair?
I did myself. Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
Looks beautiful. See? You don't know whether to eat or have sex on Valentine's Day? Combine them. Oh, look at the hair. The hair is the best part. I mean, not that the tits aren't great.
It's
yeah.
Cold.
Wow, look at that.
Oh. Oh, yeah, this is the one that looks like cum. Can I have this one? Yeah, you can have this one. Okay.
Oh, God, Dr. Susie. Oh, my God. So
where's
slippery.
Eric, John, eat your heart out.
Where's the cream?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yummy.
I'm...
Get close, get close, get close. Look at the art on her chest. Look at that. Go, look, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down. You know, not fucking go down.
Yummy!
Not her, the cameras. Go close, go down. Can I see the splash on her chest? I want to see the splash on her chest. Move those cameras in there.
Oh, Captain Mac.
Yeah, let me see the splash. I want to see the splash across the screen. Yeah. Hey, don't go away. Come in, come in. Fill the screen with my splash. Or with your splash.
Get splash.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like a slow hand is a slow camera. You have a price tag on the bottom of your shoe, though.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Do you guys want to splash?
They're like...
You want to splash?
Yeah.
Can you give
I
her
hope
a...
that's all organic. Stay close, stay close. Look at his hand doing that stuff. Move in on his
chocolate!
Hand. That's it, yeah. Move in on his hand.
Chocolate,
yeah.
Chocolate, chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Chocolate, give her chocolate.
Nice. Great.
Take some chocolate.
Up and down and up and down. Up and down.
Danielle Watts is a great performance artist, eh? Let's have a hand. Uh-oh.
I want more chocolate. She wants more chocolate, people.
I want your chocolate. How about if I want your chocolate?
Yeah, nice. Fill the screen. Fill the whole screen up. Fill the fucking screen up.
Yeah.
Like an impressionist painting. Nice.
Whoa.
Nice. What is that? Yuck. What was that?
Cold, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Valentine's Day is so cold this year.
Oh,
I've been living this for so long.
My husband just jizzed all over me with
so extraordinary.
Rainbow sauce.
So extraordinary. There's no theater.
Trying to warm
like
you
this.
Up by covering you in sauce.
Anyway. Beautiful. Get these paintings. Get close. Don't be like NBC. Get right where the wounds are. Like NBC. What's going on? Whoa. What is going on?
Keep this microphone down. It's blocking my
control. Don't ruin the microphones.
Yummy.
Goodness.
Yummy.
If this happens at your house. you might have a problem. Right?
I feel like a vampire.
Happens in your living room?
Or a cannibal.
Your house is ruined.
Delicious.
All right.
Let's hear it for Chef B Live and Danielle Watts. Whew. How much time do we have?
Hello. You have about 15 minutes in which I'd like to talk.
Talk. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I'm really having a good time. A really good time. Do you have a spanking art up
there? Talk.
Susan?
Talk.
Dr. Susie?
Yeah.
Do you have a spanking art?
Yes, I do.
Can you pass it back to me?
Back to
Back to me.
Okay. In a minute. Okay, so how about we have Igor sing?
Sure. Hey.
Do you guys want to stay like that or you want to tell?
That was nice tonight. Thank you all.
Let's have another hand for Danielle and Chef B Live. And
great performance.
Sarah and Splosh, which you can get on Amazon. Thanks to Jeff.
It's special. Bezos. Each one is made for you.
Would you like to speak,
one
Danielle,
by one.
Before
That's why it's so fucking expensive.
Do another thing about your sploshing Valentine
so
experience.
God bless America.
How about goddess?
God bless
the
all.
Universe.
Woo!
And goddess and God bless Dr.
All
Susie
the gods bless us. I did not miss any of the gods.
Goddess,
Blossom, can I get a little drink of whiskey and Coca-Cola? Thank you.
Goddess. Goddess Splosh America.
Yeah.
Huh?
Goddess Splosh America. That could be.
Is Igor here?
Happening right now. Huh? Yeah, if Igor came and played a song, I would
stay sploshed.
Maybe stay sploshed. It might
in
warm
your corner.
Me.
So you don't splosh everybody else. Keep that's what the sploshing chair is for.
That's a chair.
Okay, move that chair.
Remove the chair.
Captain Max once said to me that we're all just floating on a spaceship Earth through outer space.
We're flying around 70,000 miles per whatever second. And we're all going, what is going on here?
You're wearing shoes, right?
So it's a little bit messy. Well, we might as well entertain ourselves since we're on this spaceship.
The greatest
thinker.
She could
be in the back of the splosh.
Thank you.
Maybe we should move these things over so somebody...
Maybe we should run a hot bath, light some candles, and smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
A cigarette?
I don't know. It seems like...
It's highly unpolitical nowadays to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. It's Native American.
Okay. So, we've got strawberries. Who wants some strawberries? Lady. Come on up here, Brigitte. Come on.
Yes.
We've got room.
We need some.
Here, okay, you wanted to have a strawberry. Somebody take
everybody
the strawberries
the
from me and give them to the front.
In the building.
Where's Igor? Igor.
Sex. Let me hear say sex. Sex. Let me hear you say.
I can't hear you.
Let me hear you say. Sex. Sex.
No, these towels are for them.
Let me hear you say. Sex. Yeah.
So use a baby wipe.
I guess I'm going to dance on this, huh? I mean, step on this, huh?
Right here.
Somebody's earring on the floor? What is that? What is that? It's a big diamond. Oh, no, it's got too much. It's got too much oomph on it. Look at this.
Hi.
Sexuality everywhere.
Did I just mess everything up?
You bet. And we love you for it. It's a beautiful mess. It's a beautiful mess.
That's the look of success.
Mess. Here, sit here. And get a baby wipe. Is there a baby wipe there?
Yeah, I got these sexy ladies up in here. Yeah, she bad. Sexy. Yeah. Let me hear you say sex, 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 sex. Let me hear you say sex.
Let me see those cameras.
Sex, 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 sex. Move. Everybody Move. Say sex, 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 sex. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. Where all the ladies at? I need all the ladies to dance with me tonight. Where y'all ladies at? Get up and dance, y'all. Come on. All this splash up
Move
in here tonight.
Move the chairs.
Move the chairs and dance.
Are there naked people?
Move the chairs. Move the chairs and dance. Ooh, yeah, that ran. That landed right. Sleeping no ball. Sex. She bad. She
no,
bad.
You don't.
Look, look, look. Give me some more of that volume up in here, Abe. Just a little bit more. Spanx up in here. That's belated birthday Spanx. Yeah, look how she shake that thing. Look how he lick that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang.
Cameron,
yeah,
moving,
that girl can go.
Moving,
she got
moving.
Me watching lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say damn. Kick like jam, 10 times nine piece, added up, silver dollar made me hop. What up though, just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I roam and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it pain. The whole room shake from the ass, quick damn, baby you got that pop, that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor, dudes be taking it, while she shaking it, back that thing on up, like, she bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that. Look how she move. Look how she make it. Yeah, that girl can go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at Watts pop. That thing, bang. Got them ready to spill some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo. Yeah, they showing me love. Dub after dub. Put the freaky lap dance. Clap hands with the man. I don't even know, but this night for show. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it. No static dub. That is one in the club right here. Yes, sir. I ain't lying. I'm blind. She got it like that. She bad. Look how I shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how bitch make it, yeah, that girl can go, come on. Look how she shake, look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang, yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop, cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, shake that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang, bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, oh my. Blah. Look at it, look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing like beep, 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 beep. Check it out. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, damn, y'all can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, bitch, it can go. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She bad. Doc Block is bad. Yeah, Bridget B is bad. Yeah, she bad. Yeah. Give it up for Bonobo Bill. Bonobo Bill in the building. Happy New Year, y'all. Happy New Year,
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love y'all. Red shoes and all.
You.
Yeah. They bad. Yeah, they bad. Yeah.
Okay.
So
how
what
much
we
time
got
do we
here?
Have?
Danielle bad. Yeah, the Watts crew is bad.
They're bad, so bad.
But Noblesville is bad.
It's deliciously bad.
Ow! Where we go from here, Doc?
Well,
with all this love.
I want to know how much time I have.
You have 5 minutes to say goodbye to everybody and forever hold your peace.
Okay, then.
5 minutes. That's it.
We got 5 minutes for Eric John and this lovely lady to get busy again.
I mean,
hey, turn the house up. Let everybody
go home.
5 minutes
of tape time.
And where
can
we find
whatever
you?
They call that.
Let's have.
It's not tape anymore. I think it's something else.
Where can we find you?
Chips or some shit.
Oh.
What's up with you? This is our goodbye.
Well, tomorrow you can watch Lexi and Harmony and I have a threesome on Erotic TV Live at 3 p.m. Pacific time. EroticTVLive.com.
Where's my other shoe?
That sounds good.
Mm. Yeah, you should come over.
I should come over.
We should.
Okay. Great. Stay close.
My Twitter is Lexi Lore.
Follow her. Everybody else does.
Hard to find.
All right, we love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Valentine's Day. You're such a Valentine couple.
In the old days, Dr. Susie used to sit on my face.
I did
show.
Sit on his face on his first show he was on.
Yeah, the first time I came, she just
got lucky.
Yeah.
I didn't know she didn't get lucky.
You eat a lot of pussy.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And very well. And moving right along.
It got all quiet.
Oh, wait. Well, okay. No, I mean, we're about to finish. We've got less than 2 minutes. What are you up to? You guys want to say? Just
living life and loving you.
All right.
Living
Hang
life.
On one more minute. Let's see. You guys. Oh, where's the other guys? Okay, what happened to the drunk Morgan? Is she so drunk she's gone?
No, they went to the bathroom.
Oh, they went to the bathroom. This is a bad time to go to the bathroom. Okay. Where is Honey Dior? Honey Dior, I see you right there.
You're Come almost out of time.
Come on. Where do we find you, honey?
Although we're still recording, but not with tape.
Hey, the goal didn't last. It did break. It couldn't withstand the show.
Where do we find you?
Well, you can find me as Viviana Giovanni on Facebook.
Okay.
Or Chernobyl_butterfly on Instagram.
Chernobyl.
But this next weekend, I'll be doing the Endless Night Vampire Ball. I'm actually wearing our T-shirt.
All right. Endless Night Vampire Ball.
For Don't
Woo-hoo!
Be a... We're actually doing a charity for Don't Be a Monster. It's against bullying. So
don't be a
monster. That's nice. Yeah, don't be a Trump would be another way to say it.
Right.
But okay,
yeah,
don't be a monster. Yeah, got
and,
it.
And so if you want to attend the Endless Night Vampire Ball, just go to endlessnight.com. And if you want to get a 10% discount, you can use my code. It's TINKLA2019. So TINKLA2019. It'll
All
get
right.
you a 10% discount. Yeah.
yeah. Honey Dior, let's give her a mic. Try not to drag it through the squash. Honey Dior, where
Honey
do we find
Dior.
You?
The Capitol in D.C.
The Capitol D.C., baby.
That's it?
Uh-huh, in D.C.
Okay, we can't find you on anywhere online.
You can find me in D.C.
In D.C. Okay. Oh, well, I mean, I guess people in D.C. know. Yeah. And certainly, if you know, you should find Honey Dior because her name is Splosh. She's delicious. Yeah, Honey Dior. We love her. And, of course, Bridget Buchanan, who I missed your birthday, so I have to give you more birth. I gave you some birthday spankings just now. So happy birthday, Bridget. You know, your birthday's a little overshadowed by Valentine's Day. Yeah, you know, that's how it is.
I have the worst birthday, yeah. Honestly.
Well, get over my knee real quick.
All right, I'm going to get
Get over my knee now. What are you wearing? Okay. You got a skirt on. Let's get that up. Oh, pantyhose. Can I pull it down? Look at these pants. This is nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like these. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And because it's a splash night. Where's my... Oh, there it is. Okay. So first we'll give you some nice little hands, May. Yes. Because you're a nice girl. Mm. And now we give you a spank with the magazine of the evening. Yes. Splosh magazine. Oh, yeah. Birthday girl. And you're actually in Spank magazine. So we should give you... This is just a... What do you call it? Not the real copy. Proof. It's a proof.
You got Spank on the front of it, too. So that's,
oh, this is the other proof.
Appropriate.
Yeah, that proof.
This is the more...
There it is. More appropriate proof. Spank on there. Put some Spank on it.
Let me get this off. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm not asking, girl. I'm giving you more spanks than your age, I figure.
That's getting mad red there, mad red.
Oh, where's the mic? Give her a mic, please.
I was saying, I did say, don't be nice.
No. Get down a little bit. Yeah, that's it. That gives me better leverage. Yes. Yes.
You're getting as red as that umbrella over there.
Well, it's Valentine red. Hey, you know, Valentine isn't really shaped like that organ inside our body we call the heart. No. It is shaped like a well-whipped, heart-shaped ass. That's what it is. Just check it out. Where do I have a Valentine here? Whoops, this is all wet. Yuck. Who put the wet towel? My bad. See? Valentine, heart-shaped ass.
That's it.
That's it right there.
That's it.
That's where the Valentine heart comes from. Because that's what the original Valentine's Day celebrates. Lupercalia, which we will be celebrating next week. Birthday girl, so you better be here. Yeah, let's hear it for birthday girl, Bridget Buchanan.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Don't try sitting down now, hon. And now I'm just going to say farewell. Fare the sex. We love you. Of course, I hope you have a happy Valentine's Day, which, you know, is World Bonobo Day. So don't forget, if you're even questioning your Valentine's Day, celebrate World Bonobo Day and give the bonobo way for Valentine's Day. And if you're going to get chocolate, don't forget to eat it out of one of your lover's orifices. Or, you know, better yet, get the vegan kind. You can splosh all over each other. Lick it up and love each other. Yes, indeed. Love each other. And the bonobos are the perfect example of love and sex. They have a lot of sex. Yes, indeed. And they splosh. Combining food and sex sometimes. Yep. Like, oh, look at all that sploshing. Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah, they combine food and sex, and they splash, you know? So you can, too. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Don't wait for Valentine's Day, even if that someone is you. I love you. Yeah. Happy Valentine's season!
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make-love-not-war great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, learn the Bonobo way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. Hear that buzz? That's the Bonobo Bunny.